It's Grand Ole Opry time, again tonight from Germany, and this time it's Berlin. Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco brings you transcribed the Grand Ole Opry, starring Red Foley, Minnie Pearl, Rob Brassfield, Hank Williams, Jimmy Little, Helen Harris, Roy Acuff and the Smoky Mountain Boys, and here is Red Foley!
Now he's the rest of the promised land. Kind of music he could understand was a 6-8 wheeler under his command. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as he rolled down the line. Take it, boogie, get it. That farm started ringing the bell. Everybody along the line could tell Casey Jones, he was coming to town on a 6-8 wheeler that was burning the ground. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as he rolled down the line. Jimmy boy! All the time. He made Fred Train Boogie as roll down the line. Thanks a lot, fellas. Thank you very much. And a great big V Gates. Howdy from Grand Ole Opry to Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco's friends all over the world.
Yes, sir, Ed. We're playing tonight at Berlin's largest concert hall filled with American boys from your own hometown. On another stop on Grand Ole Opry's globe-trotting tour of the United States Air Force and Army occupation bases here in Europe.
Yes, sir, and they're hanging from the rafters tonight to hear and see in person our Prince Albert troop direct from Nashville. So make way for our lean and lanky singing friend, the lovesick blues boy, Hank Williams. Hey!
Baby of mine, she wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, short dog, cause a tall dog's moving in. Well, she changed the lock on our front door, and my door key, it don't fit no more. So scoot it on over. Shove it on over. Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in.
All right, Billy.
But it's better than no house at all. So push it on over. Slide it on over. Move over, old dog, cause a new dog's moving in. She'll crawl back to me on her knees, but I'll be busy scratching fleas. So scratch it on over. Shove it on over. Move over, good dog, cause a mean dog's moving in. I remember, pup, before you whine, that side's yours and this side's mine. So shove it on over. Drag it on over. Move over, cold dog, cause a hot dog's moving in.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, Grant, today isn't Thanksgiving.
Oh, I know that, but so many people were wishing you Happy Thanksgiving on Thursday, I decided that I could wait.
Well, Grant, you can't wish someone a Happy Thanksgiving when it isn't Thanksgiving.
Oh, now, why can't I?
Don't folks have just as much to be thankful for today, say, as they did 2 days ago?
Well, see, you got something there, Grant. The year-round, men are thankful for many things, such as Prince Albert. Thankful that Prince Albert is specially made for smoking enjoyment.
Prince Albert is the largest selling smoking tobacco in America.
And I'm one of the men, Grant, that's thankful for PA. Because Prince Albert is so rich and full-flavored, and because Prince Albert's choice tobacco is specially treated to ensure against tongue bite and crimp cut to burn slow and even and smoke cool.
So, fellas, for extra smoking enjoyment, ask for Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke. Buy it for convenience in the handy pocket tin with the humidor top. For economy, buy Prince Albert in the big pound size.
Well, sir, that is our boy Jimmy Riddle with that hot harmonica from the South. Boys, let's hear it. Tennessee to Berlin, and of course, could be none other than Rod Bransfield. What's that?
Thank you, Mr. Foley.
You're welcome, Rod.
Howdy, friend. I just flew in from Wishbottom. Up in the old airlift corridor.
You know all about that, huh, Rod?
Yeah, you go that way.
Say, Rod, listen, tell me this. Are you homesick yet?
Not for Wishbottom. No, sir, by Ned O'Brien, Wishbottom, Wishbaden, over there where we was at. couldn't even get me a glass of buttermilk. No, I couldn't. They brought me out some stuff in one of them steins. When I wanted buttermilk. I wished I was closer to the Snip, Snap, and Bite restaurant down home back there in the States in Hohenwald. I wished I was there so I could get me a grilled goat burger and a soda pop. My Uncle Si, that runs the Snip, Snap, and Bite, was telling me about him and his wife, Aunt Sap. They've been a-fighting and a-feuding and a-fussing again. And he was telling me about it, and just about that time, Dan Dudley come running up all out of breath and says, Uncle Si, there's a burglar just broke into your house, and ain't nobody home but your wife. Uncle Si says, well, it's too late to warn him now. I sure wish Uncle Si and Aunt Sap wouldn't fight so much like that. I sure wish they wouldn't fight so much like that. They could get along real nice if they'd just try. The other day, Uncle Sipe, he bought Aunt Sap a fur coat and brung it home to her, and she just pretty near had a fit over it. And she looked at it, and she says, I don't see how a pretty coat like that can come from such a smelly old skunk. And Uncle Sipe says, well, I knowed you wouldn't thank me for it, but you don't have to call me names. Of course, now, it could be that Uncle Sipe's operation he just had something to do with it, because he's been out of sorts ever since. I'll never will forget him coming out from under the ether after they had cut out his appendix, sir. They operated on Uncle Sipe and removed his appendix. Uncle Sipe heard the doctor say something about gangrene setting in, And he told Aunt Sapp to have the nurse bring in another chair into the room there. He said if old Dan Green was coming, he sure didn't want him to have to stand up. Poor old feller, he sure put up an awful fuss when they wanted to operate on him. He says, why in the thunder do you want to cut me open when all I've got's just a little itch in my appendix? The doctor says, well, you darn fool, we got to take it out so you can scratch it. They took a blood test on Uncle Sipe, and I asked the doctor how it come out, and he said, extraordinary. His blood tested 90 proof. Goodbye.
Fellas, thank you. We knew you'd like old Rod Brasfield. Well, sir, both in the hills of Tennessee and in the Alpine country, we have a little girl who is right at home here. Little gal that does some mighty, mighty fancy yodeling and tricks with her voice. Let's give a nice hand to Miss Helen Harris, huh? Right here.
Learned to yodel with the yodeler. I climbed a big high mountain on a clear and sunny day. I fell in love with the yodeler and couldn't get away. Oh, he taught me to yodel. Oodle-a-dee-a-dee, oodle-a-dee-a-dee. He taught me to yodel. Oodle-a-dee-a-dee, oodle-a-dee-a-dee, oodle-a-dee. And now I'm gonna teach you all the yodel just like me. It's easy while you're singing to go yodel. First you take a deep breath and you exhale one, two, three. You hear a yodel if you listen close to me. Oh, this is how to yodel. This is how to yodel.
Thank you, fellas. Thanks so much to you. Well, see, there's a little fella here that was so little he needed only a half a seat on the plane coming over here. Of course, that is Ma Dickens' loud little boy from Tater Patch, West Virginia. Little Jimmy Dickens. Come on here, buddy.
Just a simple guy. There's one thing sure to shoot. I hate those folks who think that they're so dead burnt highfalutin. I'd be the same in Hollywood or right in my own kitchen. I believe in fussing when you're mad and scratching when you're itching. I'm a plain old country boy, a cornbread loving country boy. I raise cane on Saturday, but I go to church on Sunday. I'm a plain old country boy, a tater eating country boy. I'll be looking over my old gray mule when the sun comes up on Monday. Bet y'all think I'm too little to look over a mule, don't you? Maybe I am, but I'll bet you I've looked under my share of the money. Where I come from, opportunities, they never were too good. We never had much money, but we done the best we could. Ma doctored me from youngin'hood on Epsom sauce and iodine. Made my diapers out of old meat sacks, my spinders out of plow line. I'm a plain old country boy, a cornbread loving country boy. I raise cane on Saturday, but I go to church on Sunday. I'm a plain old country boy, a tater-eating country boy. I'll be looking over that old gray mule when the sun comes up on Monday. Well, every time that preacher came, I always fixed a chicken. If I'd reach for a drumstick, I was sure to get a licking. She always saved two parts for me, but I had to shut my mouth. 'Twas a gizzard and the north end of a chicken flying south. I'm a plain old country, a cornbread loving country boy. I raise cane on Saturday, but I go to church on Sunday. I'm a plain old country boy, a tater eating country boy. I'll be looking over my old gray mule when the sun comes up on Monday.
Golly, Red, this globetrotting sure earns you a rest. Why don't you just roll a cigarette and smoke for a while?
Well, do I have time, Grant?
Well, of course you do. You know, it takes almost no time at all to roll a firm, smooth-making cigarette with Prince Albert, because Prince Albert's choice tobacco is crimp cut. So it clings to the paper, it doesn't blow around, doesn't dribble out the ends. So, now, go on and enjoy yourself. Right now, it's always a good time, I think, to smoke a making cigarette made with Prince Albert.
Come to what we call hymn time on this evening's Prince Albert Opry. Just to add a touch of home, I think maybe that you might enjoy a sort of a little sacred song here, the kind that we sing back home on Sunday night. This world is not my home, I'm just passing through. My treasures and my hope are all beyond the blue, where many friends and loved ones have gone on before. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, oh Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Heaven's expecting me, that's one thing that I know. I've fixed it up with Jesus a long, long time ago. He will carry me through, although I'm weak and low. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, oh, Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Well, Sir Red, the Titania Palace is just brim full of folks tonight here in Berlin. Did you ever see such a fine bunch of fellas in one meeting?
Well, I never did, Grant, but speaking of meeting, I see a girl waiting in the wings there that's mighty anxious to keep her weekly Saturday meeting with her millions of friends. Of course, I mean Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Over here in Germany, boy. We had an awful hard time last night in Heidelberg just for a while there, though. The girls' dressing room caught on fire. Took 2 hours to put out the fire. Took 3 hours to put out the fireman. And that puts me in the mind of Brother. I got a letter from home today, and they said that Brother had been elected head of the bucket brigade in the fire department. Now he's got a big sign he wears on his overalls. Bucket head. Well, Rodley! Rodley, what in the world?
I'm a cowboy, Minnie.
Are you?
Yep.
You done went western.
Done gone just plumb Texas.
Have you? Well, I'll declare. What you doing now since you went western?
I'm with a rodeo.
What you got on your rodeo? Got any Indians?
Got one Indian, Minnie.
What does he do on the show?
Well, he's always running around. He's a crazy Indian.
Yes.
Yeah. Always just running around building a fire in his toupee.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rodley, not a toupee. You see, it's a teepee. A toupee is a wig.
Well, that's why he does it. He wants to keep his wig warm.
Minnie Pearl,
I seen your brother at the moving picture show the other night. Now, he was sitting right behind me and my gal, Susie. He had him a new gal. I didn't know who she were. I didn't hardly know who she were. I figured she must have been a movie censor, though, because she kept saying, cut it out. Cut it out.
Talking about brother, that puts me in the mind. One time last year, we was laying off to take brother to town. We was going to buy him one of them store-bought suits. Got him one, had two pair of pants to it. That is nice for the winter, but that got awful hot for brother come summer. And we was going down to the depot to get on. And we got on that old train, and we was just sitting there, me and brother both, big as life and twice as natural, and all of a sudden a fella come down the isle. He was hollering, apples, oranges, and nanners. My brother had never ate one of them nanners before, and he's careless with his money. He don't care for nothing. He'll spend a nickel just like that all in the same place, think nothing of it. Well, he got that nanner, and he didn't know how to eat it, and this fella right across the isle got one, too, and brother just kept his eyes on that fella. And that fella peeled down the nanner in his hand, brother peeled down the nanner in his hand. Fella took a bite out of the nanner in his hand, just brother took a bite out of the nanner in his hand, went through a tunnel, everything just black, couldn't see a thing. Come through on the other side, brother just sitting there holding that nanner, wasn't saying a word. I said, brother, ain't you gonna eat the rest of the nanner? He said, no, I ain't gonna eat no more. I took one bite, and I went stone blind.
Well, see, everywhere we go, there's a great reception for a singer of American folk songs who really needs no introduction. Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain Boy.
Thank you, Red Foley. Thank you, fellas.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like an angel in the night.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Just like the blind man, I wandered alone. Wearies and fears I claim for my own. Then like the blind man that God gave back his sight.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I was a fool to wander and stray, for straight is the gate and narrow's the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Thank you.
Buster, here's a song I'd like to dedicate to Prince Albert. The best tobacco, I think, in the whole wide world. This is a brand new ballad and one of our very latest recordings called Every Step of the Way. Every step of the way, my darling, we'll walk along side by side. Every step of the way, my darling, we'll let true love be our guide. We'll make our own sunshine and store enough away to hold us over for a rainy day. Two hearts beating as one, my darling, with every step of the way. Thank you very much. Now, one of our mainstays on the Grand Ole Opry is that versatile young fella. Of course, I think maybe you boys know who I'm talking about. The little man with the grit, big boys. The old cold tater boy, little Jimmy Dickens, boys.
That's mighty, mighty nice. No, you fellas didn't mean that, but I love it anyhow. When I was a little boy around the table at home, I remember I would have to be right still until the whole crowd ate. My mama always said to me, Jim, take a tater and wait. Now, taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. And that is why I look so the bad and half these puny ways, because I always have to take an old cold tear away. And then the preachers, they would come to stay a while with us. I would have to slip around and raise a little fuss, in fear that I would spill the beans or break that china plate. My mama always said to me, Jim, take a tater and wait. Well, I thought that I'd starve to death before my time would come. All that chicken they would eat and just leave me the bun. The feet and neck are all they left upon the china plate. It makes you pretty darn weak to take an old cold tater and wait. Now, taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. And that is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and play.
Okay, boys, thank you a lot. You know, It'd tickle us to death if we could just bring every one of you men up to the microphone here and let you say hello to the folks back home in America. Of course, that'd take too long. We can sing a little song to the folks back home, so we want all of you men to join in and good and loud so the folks back home can hear you. And let's put that best barbershop foot forward and sing a little song, I Want a Girl, just like the girl that married dear old dad. Boys, let's go, huh?
I want a girl just like the girl that married dear old dad. She was a girl and the only girl that he ever had. A good old fashioned girl with heart so blue, one who loves nobody else but you.
Come here, Grant, will you? Watch now, watch carefully. There.
So what? You just pulled out a cigarette, didn't you?
You're right, but a making cigarette. While you were watching, too, rolled it so fast and so firm and smooth that you thought it was already made. Now, that's what you can do with Prince Albert. Because Prince Albert's joint tobacco is crimp cut so that it clings to the paper and it doesn't blow around. It doesn't dribble out the end. And I tell you, for my money, there's no tobacco in the world like Prince Albert. And now, it's the number one folk song in America right now is a little tune called The Lovesick Blues. And of course, we have the boy here with us today, boys, who is responsible for all the commotion that tune has caused. Let's give a nice big welcome to the old boy from Alabama, that big, long, tall, lanky, lean Hank Williams. What do you say, boy? Huh?
I got a feeling called the blues. Old Ma touched my baby, said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I do. All I do is set and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she called me sweet. Daddy, such a beautiful lady. I hate to think it's all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal. That what's the matter with me? Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal, but she don't care about me. Lord, I tried and I tried to keep her satisfied, but she just wouldn't stay. So now that she is leaving, this is all I can say. I got a feeling called the blues. Oh, Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I do. All I do is set and sigh.
got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she calls me sweet. Caddy, such a beautiful girl. I hate to think it's all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues.
Well, sir, boys, here is a treat that you've all been waiting for. We have that beautiful international traveler, Miss Grinder Switch of 19 and 30, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
For a pretty girl to come over here where y'all are. I heard what two of them said just now when I come in here. Well, sir, though, I was coming in out there and two of them were standing there and they were just kind of throwing their eyes over my way, kind of casting sheep's eyes in my direction. And one of them said to the other, and he said, "Ain't that the ugliest girl you ever seen?" Alan said, "Yeah, she's ugly, but she may be a pretty good old girl. You know, beauty's only skin deep." Alan said, "Well, let's skin her." Now, I tell you, I had an awful hard time getting to get away over here. Now, my feller didn't want me to come over here. He liked to have a fit when he found out I was coming over here. Just last week, my feller come by to see me, and we were sitting there on the double settee. It was late. It must have been 8:30. And he says to me, he says, "Minnie Pearl, I wish you wouldn't go over Germany where all them handsome fellers is at." He says, "What would you do if you was to get over and run up on a bunch of them fellers that'd just kiss you at the drop of a hat? What would you do?" I said, "I reckon I'd be all the time a drop in my hat." I ain't had no trouble yet, though. I'm still hoping. Oh, we had a party the other night and played a kissing game at Grinder Switch, and I'm telling you the truth. There was some old girl there, and she kept hollering, "All right, let's play kissing games. Let's play kissing games." My throat was so sore the next day. They played a kissing game where they'd draw a circle in the middle of the floor, and a girl would stand in the middle of the circle, and a fella would either have to kiss her or pay a fine. I made $11.85. Well, sir, seeing all you handsome fellas over here puts me in the mind of my cousin Elmer. He's been down the South Pacific, and he was he's telling me about them girls dancing, them hula dances, and I says, "How do them girls dance them hula dances?" And he says, "Well, that ain't hard to do. All you do to dance the hula dances, you tie a bunch of hay around your waist and a bunch of oats around your neck, and then just rotate the crops."
Thanks a lot, fellas. Here's another little song, boys, that I'd like to sort of dedicate to Prince Albert, the best tobacco, I think, in the world. A little song here that's called "I'm Throwing Rice at the Girl I Love." I'm throwing rice at the girl that I love after she just said I do. I'm throwing rice with a smile on my lips, but my heart is breaking in two. She was my gal and he was my pal, but she loved him better somehow. I stepped aside after I kissed the bride, and I'm throwing rice at her now.
Thanks a lot. wonderful. That sir was
wonderful. You're talking about Prince Albert, I guess, huh?
Well, I meant your singing, Red, but Prince Albert is wonderful, too, in a making cigarette. No, it's no kidding, buddy. It's rich, full-flavored, and mild and cool.
Yeah?
Clear. I'm just going to go and roll me one, right?
All right, and while you're rolling one, Rod, we're going to call Roy Acuff back up here to do us a little calling for a square dance. Boys, if you feel like dancing, well, let it roll, huh?
All join in, circle around, grab your gal and head for town. Swing her high, swing her low, turn her loose and on you go. Hurry up, boy, and don't be slow, you ain't as ragged you was a while ago. Chase the rabbit, chase the loon, chase that pretty girl around the loon. Can I join in with you?
Well, we hate to bust in here with everybody having such a good time, but men, we've used up just about all the time that they'll allow us. We couldn't get all of the Grand Ole Opry gang who are here in Germany this week into this 30-minute show tonight. But next Saturday night, our program will be coming to you from Berlin. That's Berlin, Germany. At that time, we'll have more Grand Ole Opry Globetrotters, as we call them, Jimmy Dickens and Hank Williams and Jimmy Riddle and several others. This is Red Foley saying good night for Minnie Pearl, Rod Brasfield, Roy Acuff, and Judy Martin, and all of the Grand Ole Opry gang.